Hey, welcome back to the Systems Made Simple podcast. This is episode 75. And over the past few weeks, we have been talking about the four systems that you need as an online business owner. And this week, we're diving into system number three of four, which here at The Effortless Life, it's something that we call a deliverability system. This has to do with how well you're taking care of your existing customers, how to earn repeat business from those customers, and how to deliver what you've promised to those customers so that they walk away happy and satisfied and tell all their friends. In the online business space especially, unfortunately, many people are great on the front end when it comes to sales and marketing, but few are as good on the back end, which is costing them repeat business and referrals, and worse, students leave them for their competition. So stick around, because a deliverability system isn't something you're going to hear today's top marketing influencers talking about, but without it, you're going to leave a lot of money on the table and all those marketing efforts will be a waste. That's all coming up next, so stay tuned. Globally ranked among the top shows in business and education, we're known for one thing: helping overworked entrepreneurs like you learn how to run your business like a true visionary leader. Because when you get the right systems, support, and structure in place, you can spend more time in your zone of genius. So if you're tired of listening to today's business influencers teach the same old, worn-out marketing strategies that aren't making you any money, it's time to take a look under the hood of your business and fix the engine itself. Because the truth is, you don't have to work as hard as you are right now to scale beyond six figures and create the greater influence, income, and impact that you deserve. The secret to scaling starts on the back end of your business. This is the Systems Made Simple podcast. Before we jump in today, I want to thank our featured listener this week, Karen, who says, "I have gotten some great insights from this show, including how to launch my own podcast. I ended up ranking within the first week with Courtney's tips." Karen, thank you so much for being a loyal listener. I'm so glad you're here. And for you listening, yes, that is something that we do here at The Effortless Life, is helping online business owners who want to start a podcast apply these same systems-driven principles to launching a show of their own to help them establish their thought leadership and get their message out into the world in a bigger way. So if you listening, that's something you're ever curious about, hit us up on Instagram. We'd be happy to share more details about that with you. We work with lots of podcasters, people who are launching podcasts for the first time, people who are relaunching their podcast because they want to boost that momentum and really get seen in the marketplace. We can help you do that. And it all boils down to systems and strategies. And if you've been listening a long time, then you should know by now that I am all about that. I am all about creating leverage. Every ounce of energy that you put into your business should create leverage for you, for your family. It should help bring you closer to your vision, not just working for the sake of working. Yet so many entrepreneurs out there are just working for the sake of working, and that actually doesn't get you results. So we're very results driven. We want to help you achieve those same results. And the topic of today's episode, having a deliverability system, is going to help you achieve those results, because in helping your students and your clients achieve results for themselves, you, by default, will achieve better results. Because happy clients talk about what you do. Happy clients brag on you to their friends. Happy clients are excited to refer you because you helped them achieve something. Early on in my business, I was so focused on generating sales and generating leads. And I'm embarrassed to say this, but it is the truth. I was always on to the next sale, on to the next student. I wasn't thinking a whole lot about what to do to keep my current students happy. It's sad to say, but it's true. I had a misconception at the time that money in my business came from new customers. But that is not true, because first of all, money doesn't come from your students and clients. Money comes from source, and I believe in God, the source of the universe. So based on my own belief system, I believe God is the source of my money. But at the time, I didn't realize that. So I chased the dollar. I focused on new blood, new leads, bigger email lists, more social media followers. I thought that I couldn't have a successful business without a huge, massive social media following or thousands of people on my email list. Turns out that wasn't true. Because after a while in business, I started noticing a trend. People who bought with me, if they had a great experience on the back end of whatever course or program it was that they purchased, they would buy again. And sometimes they would buy again after that. I remember running our live mastermind retreat. This was before COVID. In fact, we are so excited to open the doors again to the retreat this year now that things are returning to normal. Ha, praise be. I am just delighted for that. And it is one of the absolute favorite things that I do in my business is run this event. It's a 3-day live retreat. People fly in from all over the world to be here for this event. It's a very intimate event. You're in the room with me for 3 days and we dive deep into your business and pick apart what's not working and help you put it back together so you walk out of there with a clear plan that you can execute and get results. And the students who attend this retreat get results. Oh my gosh, I could sit here all day and tell you some amazing stories of what results these students have created when they have that clarity and that clear plan to follow. But my point in sharing all of this is that at that retreat, they had such an incredible experience that the percentage of people who attended that retreat and then continued working with me in our highest level programs, whether that's our mastermind program, whether that was working one-on-one with me, which I don't offer one-on-one anymore, but at the time I did. And that was like the top of the top. Like you couldn't get any closer to me. It was one-on-one work. And the percentage of conversions of people who attended that retreat, had an incredible experience, and then chose to continue working with me was so high. And I got to thinking, if I could just do a better job of delivering to the students that I have and then have subsequent programs for them to move into, how much more money could I be making? Turns out a lot more. The problem was I didn't have the bandwidth to be doing all of the front-end marketing and running Facebook ads and showing up on Instagram every day and doing sales calls and hopping on podcast interviews and trying to grow the brand while at the same time trying to manage all of the back-end deliverables. I did a decent job of marketing when I was marketing, and I did a great job of delivering when I was delivering because I love delivering. I love teaching, in case you can't tell that about me. I love teaching. I love engaging with students like you. I love getting to know people and making you feel special and facilitating your transformation. But when I tried to do both, it was more than I can handle. Because to do both well, quite honestly, it's more than anyone can handle. So what happens is most entrepreneurs who find themselves in this situation sacrifice deliverability in favor of sales and marketing. And their students, therefore, have a great front-end experience, but a poor back-end one. I have been in way too many programs myself where this has been the case. Chances are you've experienced this too. I've been enrolled in programs ranging anywhere from 2K to 20K. So it wasn't about how much I paid for the program that made a difference. It was all about how it was sold to me and then my subsequent experience on the back end. Did those two things align? Often they didn't. So what did make the difference? And how could we do a better job of providing high-level, white-glove, first-class experience for our students inside of our programs so that A, they would actually enjoy the experience, B, want to continue working with us, and C, tell their friends, and D, purchase from us again and again? These were the questions we started asking ourselves here at The Effortless Life. In fact, we even hired on a customer experience architect, someone dedicated exclusively to architecting. Is that a word? Architecting? It is a word now. Architecting, enhancing, and really improving our customer experience inside of our programs. Everything from increasing program completion rates to re-engaging students who have fallen off track to celebrating student wins along the way and recognizing them for the action that they're taking. You know, Keith Cunningham has a great book out there called The Road Less Stupid. I love this book. The dude is so straightforward. Very practical advice for running a business. And in that book, he says the growth you want is never going to be achieved by a slogan of great customer service. People don't want that. People want success. People want results. So figure out what specifically that looks like for you based on your niche and what results you can help someone achieve and give it to them. And he goes on to say the core of any business strategy is the promise made to the customer of how the business will deliver a mix of products and services and customer experiences. But guess what? The customer has the only vote on whether that promise was delivered. So the question you need to be asking yourself is, how do I know that this promise that I am making to my people is being successfully delivered? Why do people buy from me in the first place? What kind of value do they expect? What do they hope for? What is the promise of our brand? Am I delivering that to them? What has to happen to cause a customer to come back and buy from me? What causes them to buy from me in the first place? And then separately, what causes them to keep coming back? What changes do I need to make to my business to ensure that we stay relevant among our customers? What are we doing to ensure that customers will come back for more? What could we do that we're not currently doing to cause customers to want a second helping of what we're serving? It's really simple. But most people do not take the time to slow down and think about these things and build a business centered around their answers to questions like these. And when you fail to do this, you're missing out on business. You're missing out on revenue. You're leaving money on the table. So to help your students achieve success inside of your programs or with whatever it is that you offer, the way you achieve that is with what we call a deliverability system. So let's talk about what that is. Largely speaking, it's what happens on the back end once someone gives you their money. From the moment they sign up, from the moment they enroll, to the moment they complete your program, what are you doing to ensure a great experience for them so that they tell all their friends, they come back for more, and they rave about you and their experience? Are you over-promising and under-delivering? Because that's a recipe for disaster. Or, this is a really common one that we see a lot, are you over-delivering and undercharging? That's a recipe for going out of business. And what is so unfortunate is that our culture today, especially in the online business, digital entrepreneur space, is that there are so many experts and influencers out there teaching you marketing and sales, teaching you everything you need to know about customer acquisition, how to acquire a new customer, but teaching very, very little about customer retention, which is how to keep the customers you have longer. Most people make the mistake of thinking, oh, I'll set up a monthly membership. That'll help me create more recurring revenue. That'll help me keep people longer. But not true, because if people do not have a good experience, people will leave the membership and stop paying you. Might take 2 months, might take 10, but if you are not doing everything you can to enhance their experience along the way and give them a reason to stay, it's inevitable. And you don't need me to tell you what will happen if you continue focusing all your time and attention on the front end of your business generating leads and sales and not taking the time to enhance the experience on the back end. You know, I chuckle at this. People ask me all the time, how can you say business can be effortless? You have to work if you want to succeed. And people push back on me on that. And it's all right. It's all good. It breaks my heart to hear it. But notice how I never said that effortless means workless. It simply means that every bit of work you do has a clear intention, that it creates leverage, that it serves your greater vision. So many people just work to work because they think it's the work that will bring success. But that's foolish. That's wrong. It's about taking a look at what you are doing and asking yourself, is this actually working? Is the way I'm working actually working? And we realized that we needed to do a better job in this area. It wasn't that we weren't delivering what we promised. We were doing that, but it was that we could have a better system for doing that. And so what we've done, thanks to the help of our customer experience architect, Lene, she is incredible. She has come in here and she has helped me on the back end so much in terms of enhancing our deliverability of our programs. So what we have worked on is creating a deliverability system that's program specific, meaning that it is similar. It is a similar structure. It is a similar system. And if you recall back from a couple of episodes ago, a system is an overall map of where you're headed. A process is the step-by-step directions to get there. So the system is the same across all of our programs. The steps, the process itself, is a little bit nuanced depending on the program. So I'm going to share with you what our deliverability system is. It is very simple. We have a new student onboarding process. This is so critical. This is so critical. You know, you often hear of onboarding processes, and we talked about this back in our episodes on hiring. You think of an onboarding process in terms of hiring new team members, getting them trained, getting them onboarded. Why wouldn't you do this with your students too? It is a period of time where you have the opportunity to set the expectations of your students, to help them hit the ground running, to help them get into action, and to start seeing results. You hear a lot of people who teach about courses and program creation and all of that say, get them a quick win within the first however many hours or however many weeks or whatever. And that's all good and fine. And that's part of this. But then what happens is most people kind of drop off after that. Not most students, but most people stop there, meaning most entrepreneurs who have programs stop there. They're like, all right, get them a quick win. And now that student's just left on their own to fend for themselves to make it through the rest of the program. So you need a new student onboarding process. What this is it's a period of time where you have checkpoints set up for that student. Now, this could look a myriad of different ways, and I don't want to confuse you here by giving you a whole bunch of examples of how this could look, because it's going to be really nuanced per business. I will share that in our programs, what we do is they get a welcome email, and some of our programs, they get a welcome call with one of our staff members just to check in and meet them and say, hey, and what are your goals inside of this program, and really help them feel connected, that they are not just another student, they're not just another number, that we know who they are. We know their name, we know their goals, we know what they are looking to do inside of this program, and we are taking notes because we're here to help them do that. So they get a welcome series email and or call. Then they have different checkpoints along the way. So this might be us checking in with them in the Facebook group, tagging them, calling them out. This might be us sending them emails at certain points. This might be certain assessments that they're taking inside of that program. Like I said, there's a number of different ways that can look. But all of this makes up that onboarding period, because what it is doing is it is reinforcing your student's decision to join your program. It is reinforcing that they are in the right place. It's taking away any buyer's remorse, any chance of them wanting to just jump out and refund within those first critical few days. And it is helping them reassure them that they are in the right place, that you are the right person to take them where they want to go, and that they can achieve success inside of your program. This is so, so important. So then after that onboarding period, depending on the length of the program, we have a midway check-in point. And this is really important because a lot of students will get started, and if you've got an online course, then you probably know many of them will drop off at a certain point. And if you've ever taken a look at your metrics on the back end of your programs, you might start to even notice trends. How far do they get? Do they get 20% into the program and then kind of start slacking off? Do they get 30% in? Do they make it halfway through? And so you can time your midway check-in point around kind of the average time, length of time, that someone will be really engaged and then kind of start to drop off. And you can time that midway check-in to say, hey, thinking of you, how's it going? We wanted to let you know that we've noticed your progress and we want to help you keep going. How would you feel if you were in some big influencer's program and they reached out to you to check in on you? You know, hey, we just wanted to touch base. We've seen your hard work in this program. We understand that life gets in the way, and we just want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to support you to keep going. How can we help you do that? Oh gosh, how would that make you feel? So that's the midway check-in. And then finally, we have an endpoint check-in, a completion check-in. We celebrate with them when they've completed the program or when they have done the thing that they got in the program to do. For example, in our Effortless Podcasting Formula program, when they have launched their podcast, we celebrate with them. They might get a gift. They might get a note in the mail from us. They get a little something. They get a shout out on social media. We do whatever we can to really celebrate and honor their progress. That's our intention. Have we done a great job of this in the past? No. Could we be better? Absolutely. And that is what we are working on right now behind the scenes in our company to put into place so that current students and future students get recognized, get acknowledged for their hard work, and get celebrated whenever they accomplish something. Because in the online space, usually it's you and your laptop, working from home, maybe your kitchen table, maybe it's an office, maybe it's your bedroom. You're not in an office where if you achieve something really big, everyone's high-fiving and, you know, maybe popping a bottle of champagne at the end of the day and toasting and being like, yeah, you did it. Awesome. We achieved this milestone. It's like you with your laptop and you're like, okay, great. So I did it. Who noticed? Anybody? No. So it's really just taking a time to notice. To notice the progress our students are making. Then we have an offboarding period. So what's next? What's next for them? So we invite them to the next thing. And this should dovetail with your sales funnel, with your overall ascension model. Where are you leading them? What's the next step for them? So when you're delivering what you promise, and when you open up a back channel of communication with each and every student and have these checkpoints along the way to really help monitor their progress, and ultimately to empower them to keep taking action and to do what they said they wanted to do in the first place by enrolling in your program. So it's not one and done. It's not, yay, I launched and we got 50 new students. Now on to the next thing. It's, oh my gosh, we just enrolled 50 new students or 5 new students or 25 new students. It doesn't matter. It is about what you're doing for those students. It is next level service and care. And building out this area of your business right is so critical. It's not flashy. No one sees it. In fact, if you're not a student inside of our business, you won't even know this aspect of our business exists. Marketing is flashy. Sales is flashy. Social media and brand bells and whistles and all the things are flashy. But having a deliverability system and making sure you're doing everything in your power to earn the repeat business of your customers is where the money is. We had a student recently who we had launched a new back-end membership to one of our programs, and we were so excited to get this going, but it just didn't take in the way that we had hoped it would. And so we sent her an email. She had signed up, and we said, you know, we're really sorry that this didn't work out. We were really looking forward to kicking this off, but we would love to have you the next time we launch this, which will likely be in a few months when we expect the timing to be better for most of the students. Like, this membership would make sense for most of the students when they were at this certain point in the process. And she emailed us back and was so gracious. We gave her a few options, right? You know, we could refund you. You could stay. We'll give you these extra bonuses. You know, we'll just circle back to you in a couple of months when we get this thing going. And she said, well, I found who I want to work with. So I'm not going anywhere. Let me know when you launch it again. I will be here. I'm excited. And just thank you for all you've done for me. I know who I want to learn from. And it felt so good to receive a message like that. And at the same time, what it did for me was really just affirm that what we're doing on the back end in terms of our deliverability, we're on the right track. In business, anytime you build out something new, you're not really sure how it's going to work. You're not really sure how it's going to land. And like I said, even though we've always done a great job of delivering what we've promised, there were pieces missing to that puzzle. There were ways that we could enhance the experience of people. Not just me showing up on a Zoom call, teaching them what I had promised to teach them, but how could we go the extra mile and really give them, you know, we call it here internally the Disney level experience. You know, if you've ever been to Disney, it's just, there's something about it that's different than the way that other people run their businesses. It's different than the way that customer service is handled in other companies. And you've likely had an experience of that. So look, systems, we've been talking about that here on the show a lot lately. And we have a program here called the Visionary Leader Incubator, where we teach you how to get all of these systems in place in your business and more. We literally walk you through the process step by step because visionary leaders surround themselves with four things: the right systems, the right support, the right structure to their business, and the right accountability. That's a big one. So we have opened up applications for that program right now for a limited time. And these applications are by invite only, and I'm inviting you right now. If you want to get insider access to this application and find out more about this program and what it would be like to work together with me in a very close hands-on setting over the course of a full year to get these systems up and running in your business in less time than it would take you to figure out how to do it on your own, and to help you start scaling your business well beyond that six-figure mark in less time than it would take you to do on your own, then send us an email, hello@theeffortlesslife.co, and our customer experience architect, Lene, who you heard me mention a moment ago, will get in touch with you with a link to that application so you can find out more about the program, apply, and we'll figure out if it's a fit for you. This program is only for people who are serious, not only about learning how to put the systems in place in your business to scale more easily, but for people who are ready to fully step into their role as a visionary leader of their company and get out of all the back end, behind the scenes work and really step forth and lead their company and their team to greatness as a visionary leader. So you can email us, hello@theeffortlesslife.co. We can hook you up there. And if you're on Instagram, come find me there. Really simple, @theeffortlesslife.co. That's where we're at. Easy to find me. I've been doing these reels lately. Oh my gosh, these were so much fun. I never thought that I would get into reels. It was one of those things where I'm like, Instagram, please stop coming out with new things. I can't keep up. I'm already doing stories and posts and all the stuff. But reels has been so much fun. In fact, I'm pretty much only doing reels exclusively now because I just find them that much fun. And it helps me tap into that nerdy, like High School Musical theater background that I have and really just call out the truths of entrepreneurship. That's what's fun about it. And some of the misconceptions that are out there in our industry, in this online business industry. Plus, I share quick tips on how to simplify your workflows to get you spending more of your time in your zone of genius. And I would love to connect with you there. So come find me, follow me at theeffortlesslife.co. And in the weeks ahead, we are going to continue diving into each of these systems. So we had visibility, we had sales, this week was deliverability, and next week we're going to close out this series with the final back-end system that you need, which is your operation system. What's an operation system? Why do I need that, Courtney? Well, coming up next, I will dive into all of that and more. So stay tuned. And until then, go live your effortless life. As you might have heard me mention inside this episode, if you want to join me for our next live workshop where I'm going to show you how to avoid the biggest mistakes that cause most podcasts to fail within the first 12 months and literally walk you through the exact framework that we teach our students to launch their shows in the top 100 and convert more of their listeners to clients, just go to theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop. That's theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop.